It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 station statewide, and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org and our growing online directory of resources. Every Friday afternoon, as part of All Things Considered, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are pleased to welcome back a returning guest as we learn about some of the many ways the Red Cross is helping out folks in need across the Aloha State. And it's part of Red Cross Month, too, that we welcome them back. They're marking their centennial. They are urging folks across the Aloha State to show some aloha and give back in a number of ways, like taking a Red Cross class to learn life-saving skills, or getting prepared for disasters, which undoubtedly helps them to not waste resources when a disaster comes. You can volunteer, you can make a donation, and we'll learn a lot more as we welcome back the CEO of the American Red Cross Pacific Islands region, our friend, Coralie Matayoshi. Welcome back, Coralie.
Welcome. Thank you.
You are welcome. Good to have you here. And Red Cross is marking this very important time in the organization. It's a good time of a reminder, too, of the many ways that the Red Cross is doing good work for people in need.
Yes, for 100 years, we've been helping most of the vulnerable populations like elderly and disabled. In fact, we have launched a home fire campaign nationwide because we see the devastation of someone who has lost everything they own in a fire. And so we're trying to get ahead of it by installing free smoke alarms in the homes of the most vulnerable populations like the elderly and disabled and people with children who need more time to get out of their home. So you have about 2 minutes to escape a burning home, and a working smoke alarm cuts the rate of death in half. 7 people across the nation die every day in a home fire. And so what we're doing is getting teams of Red Cross volunteers, and we're partnering with the IBEW and fire departments to install free smoke alarms, and they're the 10-year type, in people's homes. And we're also teaching them how to prevent fires and then how to escape them. So we have a grid that will put their floor plan out there and try to work with them to identify 2 escape routes from every room in the house. A lot of people say, okay, there's the door, but what about the window and you're on the 5th floor? How are you going to get down? So it's just a time to think about it, because people don't want to think about it until it's there. And then we put that escape plan on the refrigerator. There's a magnet so that kids even can figure out what to do, because there's been so many fatalities and they're just, maybe we could have saved a life.
And the Red Cross Home Fire Campaign is sort of a back end to their other mission, which is one of the many ways that perhaps the Red Cross is most visible in helping people truly in need is after a fire. So to try to prevent some of those fires from happening and to try to prevent some of that loss of life on the front end is certainly the aim of the Home Fire Campaign. How many, you always have that the staggering and frightening statistic, approximately how often are there fires locally that you guys are there helping with?
Actually, we respond to disasters in Hawaii every 4 days, and about 98% of them are house fires. And I have some statistics that emphasize how important it is to help the vulnerable populations. Of course, you know that adults over age 65 face heightened risk from all kinds of disasters, but they're more than twice as likely to die in home fires as an average America. And by 2030, Hawaii's senior population will rise from 15% to 23%. Disabled populations, the physical disability is a contributing factor in 14% of all home fire deaths. Mm. And of course, low-income population, there's a strong correlation between home fire deaths and poverty. It's cost prohibitive to have smoke alarms and fire extinguishers. And so these are the people that we're really reaching out to.
Yeah, a significant percentage of the people that end up being assisted in disaster aid efforts are, in fact, people living in poverty, according to the Red Cross literature. So even more of a good thing to support this initiative to get the fire. And so people contact the fire, contact the Red Cross, and then you guys arrange for an in-home visit. Is that how that works?
Yes, we do. Call 739-8111. And we will make an appointment for them to receive a free smoke alarm. We go out almost every month on weekdays and weekends, and we also need volunteers to help assist us in helping these people. So don't call the number just to get a smoke alarm. Try to volunteer as well.
And that's a great lead into some of the other ways that what are some other things in terms of ways that people can give back to honor you in your centennial year here by being a volunteer and supporting the wide range of efforts that you have?
Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, you have to be on call 24/7 or whatever. Yeah, that you can do that. But there's also other ways. We need every kinds of different people. We need office workers, nurses and mental health workers that help after a disaster or in shelters. We need people to work on the military base. We run the entire volunteer program at Triple Army Medical Center. So we need a lot of people and people that have really good pets. We have a human animal bond program where you have to pass the veterinarian, Tripler veterinarian test, but they give so much comfort and hope to people that are home, that are hospital bound. We work with PTSD patients and little kids that are undergoing chemotherapy. Dogs are just the most wonderful, forgiving people, species.
Well, they're kind of like people, and we don't know if they're if we haven't been dogs at some point in a previous existence. So that's a great way. What you're saying is for folks who have an extremely well-trained, gentle dog that gives them a lot of comfort. Mm-hmm. You're planting a seed. You're saying you can participate to go through a screening with the animal.
Yes.
If the animal passes that official screening over at Tripler, then you and your dog could then become part of a mission that helps out people who are bedridden, people who are hospitalized, people who are disabled, people who are struggling after PTSD, which can come from a variety of things, including serving the country and a lot of other ways. And your dog and you can then play a vital role in a therapeutic activity.
Yes, it's a very healing thing. And if you don't have a pet, we have flowers and we deliver magazines. We have yoga and art.
So you
could
participate
therapy
in that way.
Yes, they can.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. Well, yoga, art therapy. You can get involved in helping people with all of these other methods. It's kind of like a substitute if you don't have a dog, like you said.
Yes.
I like that.
We also have high school Red Cross clubs that help do things like get goodie bags for the homeless veterans during the holidays. And it's just helping with our mission. They've recently helped clean out our supplies and refurbished our shelter kits. We just really need help all the time.
You mentioned supplies and handing out items to people in need. Are there physical items or ways that people can make donations of objects, meaning it could be brand new unopened supplies that you need, it could be furniture for a shelter? I mean, you know better, but are there specific physical items that people listening can help donate?
Actually, you know, we don't have storage or capacity to sort and catalog those items and not able to just give them to the right people, right, okay, when they need it. And so the best way to do it is to go online and donate to the Hawaii Red Cross. If you have items that you want to get rid of, have a garage sale and then donate those items to us. Oh. Right now, in the month of March, we're having a CrowdRise campaign to raise money for a new emergency response vehicle. Hmm. You've seen those ambulance-looking type vehicles. Ours is 13 years old and on its last legs. And so this new emergency response vehicle will help us be more energy efficient, cost efficient, and be able to allow people that have been devastated by a home fire, for instance, to actually come into the van and do casework with the mental health workers and the volunteers to get out of the area where, you know, you might have your pajamas on right at 2 o'clock in the night.
So that's meant to go along when you guys are responding to a fire or other disaster, this vehicle comes.
Right. If we can. And also we can distribute bulk supplies and pre-position cots and things for shelters as well.
And I mentioned it when introducing you. You guys offer some classes that are invaluable in terms of what they teach a person, because then you could help out in a life-saving situation or otherwise. But those classes, from what I understand from our previous conversations, also help support your mission by providing income to the Red Cross.
Yes. They can go online and to register for CPR and first aid classes. There's wilderness training. There's workplace classes. But they do support our mission. But also, it's in case of an emergency and there's no hospital open, right, or you're cut off, that's a way that you can save lives. And so we recommend that at least one person in each family, or of course business, OSHA requires it. But just for the peace of mind, knowing that you can save somebody you love or even a stranger's life. There's also, we're getting modernized with apps. And if you go online, if you have a iPhone or Droid, there's a free app called the Emergency app by the American Red Cross, and it'll tell you what to do before, during, and after any disaster. It also has a first aid component for humans and a pet first aid for pets. As you know, I like pets. But you can save a life at the tip of your fingers. It's right there when you're kind of panicking. Is somebody just dropped right in front of you? You can save that person's life. It'll walk you through CPR.
It sounds like a lot of critical ways that you guys are offering ways to help out the community, but a lot of ways that people can support your efforts too. Let me give some contact information for the organization. Find them online. redcross.org/local/Hawaii is a website that will take you to a number of their resources here in the Honolulu area and across the state. And as Coralie said, every 4 days they end up responding to a disaster, usually a fire. So undoubtedly, there are a lot of ways that they're looking for volunteer support to help them in their mission. You can also reach out to them to get involved in having a visit by their professionals and volunteers for the Red Cross Home Fire Campaign, where they come to houses and install smoke alarms and also an escape map, which will be handily placed on your refrigerator for an event of emergencies. The phone number I have, Coralie, is 808-734-2101.
Yes, you could call that. That's a general number, and then it'll tell you if there's a disaster, if you want to sign up for classes or whatever, or you can go online. You can Google Hawaii Red Cross or go on redcross.org/Hawaii.
Right, I have that too. And you can get this contact information. Excuse me. You can get this contact information, you can get the full interview, the radio feature, and find all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand under the news links. Things that we left out that you want to get in while you're here?
No, I think that people just need to know that they can help the Red Cross, and by doing so, they'll be helping others. And we're just so proud of our centennial. We have all kinds of people like Queen Liliuokalani and Princess Kaiulani and Duke Hanamoku and Senator Danny Noy that were all Red Cross volunteers. We're really proud of the tradition, and we're hoping that people will join the cause.
Got some big shoes to fill out there, and worth doing for sure. Those huge luminaries in local culture who have all helped out this organization. That's a great way to leave it and a reminder to folks that's who has helped out the Red Cross when you're thinking about helping them yourself. It's Coralie Matayoshi, CEO, American Red Cross, Pacific Islands Region. Always great to see you. Thanks for the good work you guys are doing, too.
Thank you.